Welcome to Run With It, Canada's running fitness and health program. On this month's episode, I was in conversation with Deb Drummond about her upcoming event called They Did It Tour. Check this out.
The second day of class, I was sitting there. I can remember the picture. I could right now today remember what it looked like to look out her window. And I got all these tingles on the inside. I'm like, I'm going to do this the rest of my life. I'm so excited. And what happened is I had a moment of commerce. That's what I believe. It's like when I saw my mother, you know, she used to take me along and she was a Tupperware lady. And I used to watch these circles of commerce and I was enthralled and I was excited. So I had a moment of commerce and I'm like, I could stay home. I could take care of my daughter. I could do this business. And I started writing out the numbers and I'm like, I could make this work. And I got super excited. We are at the Rio Theatre in Vancouver, and my special guest today is Deb Drummond. She is a successful entrepreneur, international speaker, award-winning author, and she has her own podcast, Mission Accepted. She's here today to talk about what she does, her many roles, and the unforgettable They Did It Tour. I don't want to know all about that. Welcome, Deb. Oh my gosh, thank you so much for having me. I am so excited to be here today.
Yeah, so tell us about being an entrepreneur. I mean, you wear many hats.
As entrepreneurs do. But yes, I've been an entrepreneur. It's my 31st year.
Oh my goodness.
31st year of being an entrepreneur. So you can imagine there's been many hats, but there's also been many different generations of being an entrepreneur and what that's been like to be a woman in business, to be a parent in business, to be a single parent, to be married, to have all sorts of different things happen in my life in 30 years. Think about all the things that happen and then conquer or work within, you know, those guidelines of being an entrepreneur. It's been really exciting. There's been some incredible experiences I don't think I would have had any other way.
What drives you? I mean...
Well, should I tell you? Should I tell you the story that my mother tells everybody? Okay. At 2 years old, I was in a crib. And apparently I used to hop my crib over to the window, pop it up, and I would go out the window. And we lived in one of those big character homes. And I would shimmy myself down how many flights of stairs, and I would make my way. I'd dig a hole under the fence, and the neighbors would say, Lucky, that's my mother's name. Lucky, she's going down the street again. So I think I have a natural drive. I'm just going to say I have a natural drive. But I think what makes me really excited, I mean, I really still to this day, when I'm talking to an entrepreneur or I'm mentoring or there's a new project that comes across my desk, it's almost like an automatic response. I just get excited. I think I'm really, can I say that I'm addicted to the world of possibilities? Like,
yeah.
I'm like, what's next?
Yeah. Yes, because I mean, you created two companies, right? At such a young age. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. Well, it kind of happened, I don't know if I want to say it happened by mistake. Sometimes I think we go after the world of entrepreneurship or business, and sometimes I think it finds us. And so coming from, you know, being in the music scene for a long time, deciding to go into health and wellness, yes. I found myself through a very serendipitous experience. I found myself in the living room of this amazing woman teaching massage. And because I was pregnant with my daughter, I couldn't be in the regular class because we were talking 29, 30 years ago. And so she wanted to make sure that she had a smaller class because I was pregnant. I'm like, okay. Oh. The second day of class, I was sitting there. I can remember the picture. I could right now today remember what it looked like to look out her window. And I got all these tingles on the inside. I'm like, I'm going to do this the rest of my life. I'm so excited. And what happened is I had a moment of commerce. That's what I believe. It's like when I saw my mother, you know, she used to take me along and she was a Tupperware lady and I used to watch these circles of commerce and I was enthralled and I was excited. So I had a moment of commerce and I'm like, I could stay home. I could take care of my daughter. I could do this business. And I started writing out the numbers and I'm like, I could make this work. And I got super excited. Now, I can't say that my daughter's father was as excited as I was, because he didn't even like massage. He's like, what are you doing? I thought this was just a little hobby thing. But anyways, that's what started and embarked my first massage company. And then very short after, being a formulator, I studied aromatherapy and Ayurveda. So I created 300 products and took them across the world because I thought everybody needed to learn about natural health. I was about 20 years before my time. And then I'm like, oh, and I teach about gemstones, and gemstones are a part of Ayurveda. We actually grind them up and take them internally for their properties. So who doesn't love gemstone jewelry? So if I'm doing an aromatherapy home party company, let's do a jewelry one too. I mean, I didn't know to stop myself, and I'm glad. It all came and went in together. And honestly, I was in my 20s. I had a lot of energy.
Yeah, so you never stop. No, you're combining your passion for music, fitness, and health, because you're doing this next project, which is the Unforgettable They Did It Tour.
Yes.
How exciting. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. So it's called The Unforgettable. And excuse my, singing, but it's like, unforgettable. Yes. For those of us that know that song, it's for us. For the rest of you, it's just unforgettable. It's memorable. So The Unforgettable They Did It Tour, because of course we're going to do it. They did a tour, and then the subline is two women walking and rocking. Mm. So it is myself and a very dear friend, and she's been a part of the Vancouver Police Department for 29 and a half years, and she's retired. I've been, 30 years as an entrepreneur, and I had this kind of just moment. I kind of call it a God drop, actually, because no one in their right mind would have thought up this idea. But we are actually a year to date. We are actually going to be getting on a plane and landing in the gorgeous land of Ireland and Dublin. And we are going to walk from Dublin to Galway and from Galway to the Cliffs of Moher. So it's about 8.5 marathons over the course of 8 days.
Wow.
Now, we both love music. We both believe in the power of music. It's been a big part of my life ever since I used to sit around and watch Glen Campbell on Saturday nights with my family when I was, let's say, very young. So I've had my own experiences with music. I believe that most people have. And just with everything that's gone on, we feel like we wanted to turn this into a fundraiser, and we're going to donate all proceeds from all of the events that we do. And we have a beautiful website people can donate to the music industry.
Wow, that's wonderful. But was there a pivotal moment that you said, I have to do this, I want to do this, I need to do this?
So truthfully, I was walking across the bridge. I was walking across the bridge to go meet my girlfriend Tammy to walk, because we'd done a lot of that. I don't know about you, but there's been a lot of walking in the last, So I was just going to go, meet my gal pal and go for a walk. And I literally was walking across the Broad Street Bridge, and I was about halfway through. And again, it's that moment in time, just kind of like when I knew when I was in that massage class. And I literally can still feel the warmth of the sun on my face, and I'm halfway through. And I heard, literally someone screamed at me, it's time, like this. And it startled me, and I looked to see if someone was there, and it wasn't. And I instantly knew, without a shadow of a doubt, I need to do a marathon and donate the money. It was nanoseconds. So I can't say that I thought it myself. I just had it happen. And then I was like, okay, I knew I wanted to do a marathon before I was 40, and I did that.
Yes.
And that was something that I wanted to do. This just came to me. And so I had this immediate response, is I'm going to donate the money, and it's going to be in Ireland. And I thought, I just talked to a few friends of mine. They've got some extra money. I'm going to talk them out of it. And we're going to go donate it, to the charities that I felt was, music and what have you. So it was really just like that. And then I was going, a couple of days later, I was visiting my daughter who lives out in Mission, and my girlfriend who's now part of it with me. We were driving back, and I said, I think, what I'll do is I'll walk from Dublin and to Galway and to Cliffs of Moher, and because I love Ireland and I've been there many times and I've done it by myself. So she's like, I'll do it with you. And I'm like, okay.
Nice.
Now, I hadn't figured out it was 8 marathons. We hadn't figured anything out. And I was like, it just felt right when she said, I'll do it with you. And then we went home and started measuring it out. I was like, ooh, well, look at that. this is not any small feat. And then honestly, it just started picking up its own momentum. So we didn't sit down. We didn't make a decision. It kind of came. And then I'm like, well, let's do it here. Okay. And it was just this onslaught of say yes, say yes, say yes, say yes. And here we are, 15 months later. So that wasn't last May, it was the May before. It's been going on a long time, and website building and Facebook building and talking to people and
How are you preparing for it?
Right. So you mean physically?
Yes.
Because I'll tell you honestly, when it first happened, and even when I made the decision, or the decision was made for me, and then when me and Corrine were talking about it, I didn't shout it from the rooftops yet. I shouted it to my inner circle. And I think that I had to really mentally get myself around it. Mm-hmm. I really had to have that conversation with myself, like, Deb, this is multiple marathons, one after another after another. I know how I felt after I did one. And let's get honest, people, it was 17 years ago. So it's not like I'm a marathoner, you know? So I really mentally, I had to get prepared. And then when I owned it, and thought there's no going back, then I started the physical. And I'm so grateful. There was a gentleman that I met on social media. We started talking. His name's Raman, and he does personal training, and he's incredible. And we met for like a coffee, and he's like, I'll sponsor my services for you. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Wow. So
he's been showing up at my house, whether I like it or not, 3 times a week for probably the last 6 months for sure, if not longer. And we've talked about proteins in the body, and we're starting to talk about nutrition. Now, I have a health and wellness background, so mm-hmm. I'm not difficult to convince into that, even though I don't drink enough water for him, like ever. But I'm starting, we're training 3 times a week. Every time I'm doing meetings, I have to do meetings for work, I walk at the same time. You know,
nice.
I try to incorporate as much exercise as I can and mentally prepare myself. We're in the gym, which is honestly not my favorite place to be. I'd much rather be swimming. Yeah. So now I'm looking at just incorporating swimming and gym and walking as much as I can and exercise. Even if I'm just sitting somewhere, I'm just like, what can I move? What can I, you know,
yes.
incorporate as much as I can before we go?
Yes, and writing it down too, keeping that tracker, that would be helpful.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Absolutely. So tell us who's involved.
Oh, wow. Okay. So there's a lot of people involved from sideline cheering on, but right now there's an amazing woman that's coming on as the project manager, Laura mm-hmm. Nanoon, and I met her because my media company went and did stage interviews of all the artists down at Art Vancouver. And so that was the first project that we did together because she project managed that. So she came on board. And the beautiful thing is that she's from Ireland.
Oh,
she's from Ireland.
Wow.
She lives in Vancouver. She's also an artist. So she understands, you know, the creative. So she's project managing. Myself and Corrine are working extensively, you know, not just hard about getting ourselves together, but there's also two assistants, full-time assistants that are on the project right now. We've had, a good friend of mine, Lucas, give us an incredible grace on the website. So the website's been built. So we have a media team on in that sense for media and PR and
wow.
relations. We've been working with Laura, and I've been working with Sherman Hammond, who's been really wonderful giving us advice in terms of sponsorship and the things that sponsors. And that's also Laura's forte. So the sponsorship package is just getting approved this week. And the website is up and alive. They did it tour.ca. And there's a Facebook group. And the Facebook group is for people to be able to watch the journey.
Nice.
So they can watch the journey, and anyone in the music industry can go and put any of their gigs, any of their needs, you know, really build a community that will be ongoing beyond the walk. Alicia Keys's organization, She Is the Music, which mm-hmm. is a global organization that supports women in the music industry worldwide, mm-hmm. has agreed to be one of the recipients. We're talking to what we hope to be a recipient next Tuesday in Ireland, because we wanted to have a charity to give homage to the fact that we're in Canada, and then also in Ireland, and then also something global, because this, we didn't want to define who got support or who, mm-hmm. you know, it's music, right? It's one of, I think, just really a non-political, beautiful thing. So giving homage to Ireland, we're meeting with a group on Tuesday. So we're hoping, and that is an organization that gives instruments to children.
Nice.
And then we're working on a charity for Canada. And we've got a couple of conversations in, so I don't know who's coming on board yet, but I know who we hope.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
three charities, so that it's as diverse as it can be.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And how can people get involved?
Hey, anyone wants to volunteer support, like, bring it on, right? So if they go to They Did It Tour Facebook group, they can certainly send me a private message there. They can contact me at deb@debdrummond.com. They can even just go to my website, devdrummond.com. If that's all they remember is devdrummond.com, it'll go directly to me if they want to be part of it. If they have anything to do with the music industry and they want to know how to be supported, I can tell them what these charities do. They can get themselves onto the Facebook group. Some people want to cheer it on. Some people want to do social media exchanges. If someone has a business and they're like, oh my gosh, I'd love to attach my business, it really, it fits some of their criteria of their culture, other fitness or health or wellness or empowerment or music or what have you. There's lots of different ways that companies can play and support at whatever level they're comfortable with. I mean, I imagine we're going to have people's names written on our bodies and big sponsors and smaller sponsors. And we're open to having a conversation with anyone that wants to be able to tag on to the experience.
Thank you very much for coming on the show. We're going to have to you come back when you've done it.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll be like, yeah, a little toque on our hand, you know, little Natsukashi toque from our sponsor going, oh, we're done.
Yeah, thank you, and all the best.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Hi everyone, with the fall season here, we're dealing with cooler temperatures and less light, so it can be a challenge to get outside or maintain your fitness. So before you start an exercise program, see a doctor. Here are my top five motivational tips. Are you ready? Number one, set a goal. It's so important because you want to strive to achieve something, so set a fitness goal. It could be a 5K, 10K marathon. Number two, a proper running program. There are so many running programs out there online, and you can join a club or a clinic, whatever fits your fitness level. Number three, dress for the weather. With the rainy season and cooler temperatures, as I said, you want to dress in layers, and you want to invest in a jacket, a hat, proper socks, and same socks, shoes. You want shoes because that's your most important equipment. And number five, properly fuel your body. It's so important, nutrition. So if you don't like eating breakfast, have a smoothie. Stay hydrated. Sometimes we think we don't need to keep, you know, drink any water, but we need it because it'll keep us, you know, for our running or walking. So the longer you're out there, be aware that you need to keep hydrated. And remember, have fun and enjoy the journey.
The Lower Mainland has a number of scenic parks with walking, running, and bike trails that are open all year long. Here are just a few of these areas. For more information on any of these beautiful parks, please check the city's websites.
Hey, thanks for watching. If you have a question or comment about today's episode, go to our website, which is runwithit.ca. Until next time, run with it.
Run With It is sponsored by Mallory's Fashion Network, the Rio Theater, and Craft Hair Academy.